Mike.
Hey, Pat, what's happening?
Nothing. You thinking about doing a podcast today?
Let's sit down and do it. I want to be your guest.
You got your headphones on.
I'm ready and willing and able, and the mic is open.
Hey, is this thing on?
I think so. Tap it up, buddy.
All right.
I might have broken the microphone when I tapped it. That's not good. I was too excited for the sketch.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself. I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Hi, I'm Mike Schmidt, special guest.
And we are getting ready to go track by track, first listen,
Dolly second part, stanza,
second stanza, second part two,
indeed,
Dolly Parton rock star. We're going to kick it off, Mike, with track 11.
I'm worried. I think lunch has taken something out of my voice. I hope I still sound as good to everybody.
I didn't think you sounded good earlier or now.
All right. Well, then we're right on track.
So we're right on track.
Sure. Sounds good.
Good to go. We just had Big Subs. What was the place called? I don't even know.
Like Chow Italia Subs, perhaps?
Chica's.
No,
I think it was called Chica's.
No, I think it's Chow Italia because it has an Italian flag on the sign, too.
I know it was Italian.
There's no doubt. Well, I was worried. I won't lie. I was worried because you said I found a new Italian sub place, and I don't especially love the Italian sub.
Okay.
I like a ham or a club or something like
sure.
that. So I like to go off the board because I'm not an Italian dressing guy soaking my sandwich.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to Bay Cities down in Santa Monica and getting the godmother or godfather, I should say. That's the sandwich. That's always top five in LA.
The godmother?
I think it's the god. It might be the godmother. Yeah, I think so. Down at Bay Cities. Go
there.
You
know a lot about, you've eaten probably at more restaurants than I've ever eaten in LA.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I do like to go and I will travel.
What's the worst one you've ever eaten?
The worst, I can tell you the worst thing I ever ate.
Okay.
I went to fucking Maynard from Tool owned a restaurant in Pasadena.
Okay.
And it's a fancy joint. It was fancy. And me and my ex-wife and then Lily and David went.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for fancy food. I eat foie gras. I eat anything you put in front of me.
Sure.
I know my way around it. I like escargot. Escargot is one of those deals where like you can have it and it's good. And then when you have it and it's bad, you never want to eat it again. And I've had that experience. I don't ever want escargot again. But at
snails, people.
Yeah. That's what it is. And I had Maynard's joint. We ordered a charcuterie board.
Okay.
Now and people who know me know this and anybody new, welcome in. I do not care for a freestanding cheese.
You don't like chunks of cheese with a toothpick in it?
No, sir. It's like eating a candle. I'm not a fan.
All right.
I just don't care for the texture of it. I don't care for the overall. And also, charcuterie board gets a little funky. Like they'll bring in a cheese from space. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I like a Munster cheese on a sandwich. I like a cheddar. I like an American cheese on burgers. You know, cheddar on eggs. It's who I am. I don't go cheese crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Queso is just vomit that tastes like cheese. I don't like queso
at all.
You don't
like queso?
No, sir.
You don't want to dip some chips into queso?
I don't want a liquid cheese on anything ever.
Right.
When people put it on baked potatoes,
I didn't know how deep the cheese went.
It's a war crime when they do it on
what
potatoes.
What about a melted gooey cheese on pizza?
That's a different story because it's supposed to be on the pizza. But if it was liquid on pizza, I would not care for it.
Okay.
I found a pizza place that has burrata, like blobs of burrata on there.
Yeah.
And I found my way around it to where I like it now because the taste of it is so good, I can deal with the texture of it.
Those are like stuffed mozzarella balls.
Yeah, they're just round blobs. You know what I mean? They'll just peel them off, like almost like sausage. They put it on there.
Yeah, boom, boom.
But
that's the noise it makes when it boom, boom.
Does it really? Is that the cheese noise?
I think so. Boom.
So at Maynard's, we go to this charcuterie board and it comes. And again, they don't, when you go to fancy restaurants, sometimes the server will be like, and here we have a Moscow Brie, and here we have whatever the fuck.
Right.
All I remember is them plopping it down, and it looked impressive. It was on like a log, and it was a bunch of stuff. And I got to dive in at that point because it's there. I'm not normal. So I picked up this piece of cheese, and again, I don't know the name. There's no label.
Mm-hmm.
And I bit it, and this is completely true. All of the moisture left my body.
It soaked it up.
It tasted like licking an ashtray. It was that, because it was kind of like.
That's gross.
Because it was so dry as a cheese and crumbly, and it had a little smoke to it. I'm not joking when I say it had the same sensation of ash. Like it tasted like ash. Cause it, and I think it was an ash rind on it. Maybe.
Did you have to leave the table?
I had to drink like two waters. I had to chug them out. I didn't throw up. Cause it was a tiny piece. It wasn't like it was all over my food. But I was done with the charcuterie board at that point. I was like, no more mystery cheese. I can't.
And did the people you were eating with go, oh, come on, Mike, that's delicious.
They were all very nice. And they tried it. And
leave the table, Mike.
But Karen also, but she tasted it. And she was kind of like, oh, I know exactly what you're saying. But also Karen smoked. So I guess it didn't bother her as much. Yeah. So that is memorable as one of the worst things ever.
All right. Yeah. That's pretty bad.
But I've had bad experiences. Like I will tell you, I just went in Vegas. this is about a year ago. I went to Chef Morimoto's place. He's an Iron Chef.
Okay.
So I was really excited to eat his food. And it was a tourist trap. It was just all, it was all normal. It was all just the same.
Grilled cheese.
No. Japanese food, you know, like
Morimoto.
And there was one dish that was a signature dish of his that he had made on the show. And it was the big showstopper. Mm-hmm. And that was very good, thankfully. But everything else was just kind of, you can go in any Japanese place in the world.
Noodles.
Sea bass and, hamachi collar. It's like, it's all the same.
Mochi.
They all do the same shit. You know what I mean? To a certain extent. And he's not there. Clearly, I know he's not there Iron Chefing it up in the back. So I'm eating Brad's interpretation of fucking Morimoto's food. But I expected more from
him. Is it Brad Moto?
It could be. It could have been Brad Moto. I wish he would add more Moto to it.
What's the actual chef's name?
Chef Masaharu Morimoto.
And they have a guy named there, Murray Moto.
They might have him there.
It's Murray Valeriano.
No, he was hanging. Oh, sure. He's surfing in with your food.
All right, Mike. The last episode, we got into 10 tracks of the 30. So we're going to kick it off with track 11 from Dolly Parton's Rockstar. Now, I want to remind people, produced by Dolly Parton and Kent Wells. There are 30 tracks on the album. But listen to this, because I don't have these. If anyone out there has these, please send them to me. These are bonus tracks that are like on other issues or from other, like, for example, if you downloaded this from the exclusive, of the official store, your bonus tracks were Two Tickets to Paradise and Jolene. She does a new version of that.
Oh, dude.
HSN limited edition bonus tracks are Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Mama Never Said, and Rocket. And then
not Rocket, Herbie Hancock Rocket.
No, it's written by Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay.
And then another bonus track is called Rocky Top. Rocky Top Live.
Ah, that's a Tennessee, they sing it at the football games.
Good old Rocky Top.
Sure.
So anyway, if anyone has those, if you're a super Dolly fan, that pads it out to be 36 tracks if you have those. That's a whole bonus
episode. I'd want to hear Hit Me With Your Best Shot, her version of that. I'd want
to
hear that.
Two Tickets to Paradise,
both
I'd like
those,
to hear.
Sure. Because she's doing a really good job of interpreting these covers, in my
opinion. She is. You think she's taking everybody?
What is that?
Because that's what Eddie Money always said. I've got two tickets to Paradise. I'm going to take everybody. Which, again, not how tickets work.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Don't tell him until he gets to the usher. And then when he goes to the break, all right, everybody on board. And they're like, Mr. Money.
Two of you. Pick another person to
everybody
go with
board.
Everybody. Me and everybody.
We're going on to paradise. Let's do it.
This is my ticket. This ticket's for everybody.
Mr. Money, I'm sorry. It's not the way it works.
Now, if you're really Mr. Money, you could probably get everyone on.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're a little Monopoly guy. He gets everybody on the train.
What am I, made of money?
You are certainly Mr. Money.
All right. This is a classic cover. It features the person who wrote and originally recorded the song.
Okay.
His name is Peter Frampton.
Oh,
so
all right.
What do you think track 11 is?
I wonder how you feel. I bet it's that. I'm going to say that it is, I don't even know the name of the song right now. You've heard it in my ears. Na, 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 na. I want you.
It's not that one.
Oh, it's not Show Me the Way?
It's Baby, I Love Your Way.
Oh, no. Terrible.
Really? Right out of the box?
Not a fan. I didn't need a ballad, and especially not this ballad.
All right.
People can hear me writing because I'm taking notes because I was given a job.
Now it's not playing.
Peter Frampton lost his tongue? Like, isn't there some bullshit where he can't ever record again or some nonsense? Are you still hearing us though?
Yeah, I'm just not hearing the music. Don't know why.
Before my eyes.
Oh, hi. All right, here we go. He he might have Parkinson's or something.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. Something weird. It was something catastrophic to his performing career.
Shadows grow so long before my eyes.
It's a tough word for her.
And they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away from the city. But don't hesitate, 'cause your love.
Okay, now are we taking these next 10 on their own merit, or are we still going to continue to compare them with the 10 from the last episode?
I think this is a group of songs.
This is a group of new songs.
They all need to be compared. Yeah, we're not doing 10, 10, 10. She didn't do three releases.
Oh, you're saying, okay, I thought you meant this is a new group.
No.
You're not. You're saying the 30 no, is the complete
yes,
thing.
Yes, in toto.
So it has to be compared to Magic Man and
yes,
the other things.
In my opinion. All but right. It's your show. What do you think?
Oh, Travis. What do you think we should do?
I don't know. Why don't I come in?
She's on the streets. People won't know what that meant unless you listen to part one.
You know what's funny too is if we listen, if you want to play that again, it's so funny because Sammy's so an improv assassin. Like he's not advancing it at all. He's a yes or, and Ted just doesn't answer him finally because he's like, all right, we better start the song because Sammy's not getting this bit at all.
What was the song called? She's Gone or something?
She's gone. She's gone. She's gone. My baby's gone away or whatever the fuck.
All right. So this is Sammy Hagar, and
I can't believe we're gonna play it
from
again.
The Ted Nugent album "Shut Up and Jam." Song's called "She's Gone," and they do a little banter. That's what we call it.
I love it.
Pre-song banter.
But Sammy again, he doesn't get the bit. You can hear it. Ted just ends it.
All right, here we go. I don't know why, but here we go.
Hey, Sammy.
Yeah.
Anybody seen my baby?
I saw her. Ted, that girl's working the streets.
You get a last known address.
Say bye-bye.
I don't know what upset my girl.
Hey, Ted, your baby's gone.
Well, she's gone.
So Sammy has nothing to say, so he just screams.
Yeah. Just a couple of guys who spent a decade fucking 17-year-old girls.
And yet Ted says, did you get her last known address?
Yeah.
And he just says,
she's gone. That's what I mean. He's not getting the bit. He doesn't know it's a conversation.
No.
He's just yelling. Oh my
yeah,
God.
He could have said 69 Fuck Street. He could have said anything
at all.
This is nothing.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Rockin' Boulevard.
Hey, Sammy.
What's like, going on,
nowhere,
Ted?
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, I agree. So bad.
Wow. All right.
And still, I is that the worst one we've had? Because I think, I got to think the, I didn't care for... Stevie Nicks and Dolly Parton very much.
No.
And I certainly didn't care for the first with Dolly practicing her guitar in the room.
No. All right. Coming up next, track 12.
Yes, sir.
This song was...
So wait, did we really give it... Do we render an opinion on Baby, I Love Your Way?
I mean, I thought it was nice.
It's a straight cover.
Straight cover. Peter plays guitar on it and he sings a little bit on it.
Yeah, and I thought the harmony was good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because again,
nice.
Her voice is a tough one to harmonize with, in
yeah,
my opinion.
Yeah, because it's like... I don't know. It's, like,
it's unique.
It's unique.
So, but I thought that was a straight, that sounded just like right off the radio in 1977.
Yep. Coming up, here's a cover written by Desmond Child and Joan Jett.
Oh boy.
It features Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Oh man. It's gotta be I Love Rock and Roll.
No, because that's not a Joan Jett original song.
Oh, okay.
That's a cover.
Wow. What if it's Bad Reputation?
It's
Dolly
not.
Can't do that.
I know, right?
It's not, I mean, Do You Want to Touch is not original.
No. Should I just play it?
I guess so. Yeah, go ahead. I'll know it from the first chord, probably.
Oh, you will. You will. Here we go.
Hey, Joan, don't you just hate it when you love somebody so much you just let them treat you any way they want to?
Sure do, Dolly. Makes me hate myself.
Yeah, and I hate
All right. Now look, we had no idea this was coming.
No, we haven't heard anything.
We haven't heard. So look, what I'm going to tell you is I hope there's more of these.
Oh yeah. Now I agree. I'm all in on them now.
I want one for every song now. All right. I'm going to start that one over because there's a lot going
that
down.
That's a long conversation. That's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
That was the "What has rock and roll ever done for you" of rock conversations.
All right, let's hear it again from the top, because I want to see what these ladies were talking about.
Hey, Joan, don't you just hate it when you love somebody so much you just let them treat you any way they want to?
Sure do, Dolly. Makes me hate myself.
Yeah, and I hate it when I hate myself. Well, you wrote a song about it. Grab your guitar and let me sing along with you. Let's go, girl.
This will be interesting harmony.
I'll let you go first.
That was the first song we've heard that sounded like karaoke.
Yeah. And Dolly didn't sound good on it.
No, like, it's out of her depth.
There's a lot of words in there that she can't get her mouth.
Well, she's
around.
Not dirty enough, too. She's not like because that's a sneer. Dolly Parton is an absolute angel smile, and Joan Jett is a sneer, and that's a sneering song, and I don't know if Dolly has sneering in her.
They sounded okay together for that little part.
No, the harmony was good. The harmony was real good.
And then Joan takes the chorus.
Which just sounds amazing, because Joan still sounds like fucking Joan.
Yeah.
But as far as that sounded like karaoke. That sounded like someone who went, I like this song, I'll try it. You know what I mean? And it's not dirty enough. The Dolly is not nearly... hasn't experienced enough of life's batterings to go ahead and give that song the fucking gravitas it needs.
Right.
Because she's been with Carl for 70 years. It's not like she ever fell out of love.
I hate hating myself.
Grab your guitar. Yeah, that was the first song that sounded to me on this album.
Girl, you wrote a song about this, didn't you? Yeah, we've already started playing it.
Yeah, it's fucking rough.
Girl.
That was a rough one. But what I love too is that, like I said, that's a conversation. And it sounds like it's over at one point. And then there's a breath, and then someone goes, and another thing. You know, like, what are you interjecting? Why? That was the first real, out of the covers, because Baby I Love Your Way also, you could say, sounded karaoke-ish, but she made it work with her voice way. But that sounded like true karaoke. Like, that song is too dirty.
That's the worst cover.
So far. And again, it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
It just sounded like some poser trying to do a song that they couldn't do. To call it fucking Dolly Parton a poser.
I got to tell you, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the next 6 songs are covers.
Okay.
Now, this one's going to be interesting.
I honestly, if they were originals, I would have flinched. I would have been like, oh no.
Okay, that's true. Now, this next one's going to be interesting because of the first couple lines of this song. This is one of my favorite songs. I love this song. Remember when I mentioned Bob Seger earlier?
Yes.
This next song is a Bob Seger song featuring Chris Stapleton.
Didn't I ever say Chris Stapleton belonged earlier on?
You said it in episode
one. Long as I can
one.
See the light, he should have been there in that Fogerty song.
So, do you want to guess what Bob Seger song this is?
Stapleton's in it. I'm going to say it's Like a Rock.
All right.
That's my guess.
I can't guess because I can see it.
I hope it's not Old Time Rock and Roll.
You would think it would be that one.
Because, again, these are the simplest, easiest, you know, by the numbers covers.
Right.
Except she went deep on the Fogerty one, which is good.
This one's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear it. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
If it's Turn the Page, I'll go crazy. Oh my God, I love this song so much.
Yeah.
She's going to kill it. She's going to fucking kill it.
These first couple lines. There's Chris Stapleton.
Do you know him?
I know who he is. Oh, there's a cowboy
phenomenal
hat.
was a little too small, could have used a few pounds.
Done. What happened?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What the heck? What? Schmall?
Your
what?
Honor, I respectfully withdraw my statement that she's going to kill it.
Oh, my God.
Unless I meant kill it dead with a stick.
I was a little too schmall.
But then also the whole interpretation of that verse is bad.
I could have used a few pounds. Now, is she going to talk about her points? About
black up way and high? Sure.
Okay, I got to back it up a little bit because I cannot believe what we just heard.
Way up firm and high.
Oh, my God.
You have to fast forward to see if she takes that line.
Well, I'm backing it up because I want to hear.
Yeah.
Why did she say schmall?
Well, she has problems with S's. We talked about it earlier. It's just a hard thing. She, like I said, I don't know if it's a denture thing or what, but it's the S's are clearly a problem for her.
Whew. Okay, here we go.
I was a little too small, could have used a few pounds. Tight skirts, points, hardly renowned. He was a handsome devil with mischief in his eyes. Together we filled a void in our lives. Ooh, it might have been wrong, but it felt so right.
I've never heard a song more sugar-coated and bad than this.
Yeah, this is a mistake. This is a mistake because it's a song that is powerful on its own.
Yes.
And it also contains wistfulness and its memories. It's all sorts of stuff.
Sexiness.
And, yes.
Experimentation, yeah. Coming of age. It's such a great song. They are butchering this. Let's keep going, though.
Well, Stapleton won't.
Schmall, schmall.
The cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the backseat of that old 60 Chevy. Working on mysteries without any clues. Mm-hmm. Just working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves.
In the summertime.
In the summit.
Stapleton should have gotten a verse. I thought he was getting the second verse for sure.
Let me tell you something. There are so many Bob Seger songs. They could have even done, Kenny Rogers did with We Got Tonight. They could have duetted that.
Yeah.
This, if you're going to sugarcoat this song, don't do it.
It's a bad interpretation.
It is.
You know who I blame for that?
Stapleton.
Kent Wells.
Wells.
He's now on the hook.
You got to put the hammer down.
Back on the hook, Wells. No, that was that is a song that when it plays and I'm in the car and it's 1 a.m. and I'm at a stoplight,
crank it up.
And there's that break where he goes, I woke one night from the sound of thunder, and you still literally shake your head. You just go, man,
yeah,
it's just that song. And so that gave it a lot of lipstick on a pig that didn't need it.
Yep. Well, this next song is probably the most contemporary cover of the bunch.
Oh.
It has 9 writers on it, including the person who is going to be featured on the song, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy.
This is a Miley Cyrus cover. It's Wrecking Ball.
Interesting.
9 writers on these songs. What the heck? I don't get it.
Chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. A love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always want you.
that sky now. You're not coming down. Oh, and it slowly turned you. Let me burn it now. We're ashes on the ground. But don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
All right, Mike.
It's fine. It's, again, a pretty straight ahead cover.
Yeah.
That I will say is the first song where Dolly fades in comparison to the original artist.
I was going
to
say she gets outsung on this one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And it's because Dolly is incapable of certain things now that Miley Cyrus can do, and especially in a in that sing speak
mm-hmm.
way to go. You can hear Dolly's, her unfortunate, the thing with her mouth that she's having trouble with, a lot of spit and the S's and things. And then Miley Cyrus comes through and you're like, oh boy.
I know. You know, because Miley Cyrus can fucking sing.
She can tear the paint off the fucking walls. She's amazing.
She should join Aerosmith.
Oh my God.
They should finish the tour with Miley on the lead vocal.
My goodness. Interesting.
Would you go?
Yeah, I think I would.
Miley Smith.
But you know that, you know, inevitably there would be some sentient pile of scarves that would attack her in the middle of the show for stealing the spotlight. That was fine, but it was a lot better when Miley Cyrus started singing.
All right, track 15. Do you want to know? Okay, well, first of all, it's a cover. We know that.
You told me the next five were.
Okay. This one is written by a couple of guys, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
I've heard of them. Are they in a band?
They are.
Okay. Now, what I would really love to hear
mm-hmm.
is I would love to hear her do Sympathy for the Devil.
Okay. It's not that.
Or Gimme Shelter. Like, that would be fucking incredible if she did that.
No.
But instead, I'm betting she's doing Start Me Up.
No.
Interesting.
I would like to hear her do Little TNA.
Be my little rock and roll.
I'm going to tell you there's two.
Is it Time Waits for No One?
Yes.
God, so good. So good.
There's two powerhouse vocalists that are going to join her on this song.
Okay.
Do you want to know the song first or do you want to know who's joining her?
I want to know who's joining her.
Pink.
Oh boy.
And Brandi Carlile.
All right.
So those three are going to tackle this song.
All right, it's the Stones. It's got, and it's not.
Do you want to do that thing where I just play it and then you?
But all their riffs you should know instantly. So I just want to guess. All right, since it's not the ones we've already covered, I'm going to say it's Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Okay, that's
a
good guess.
I thought it would be Start Me Up.
Okay, both are good guesses.
Okay.
Will these three women talk at the beginning of the song? God, I hope
please.
So.
Fingers
they have
crossed.
To.
Fingers
I think crossed. They're going to. I think that's her way of letting people know, hey, this is who's singing with me.
But it's also a way for her personality to shine because people love her.
Yeah.
Because she's doing her, making sure to get her giggle in there and her little laugh and stuff.
All right. Pink, Brandi Carlile, and Dolly Parton. Here we go.
We gotta hear Brandi.
I can't get no satisfaction.
she said schmall. Why didn't she say schmatisfaction? Okay. First of all, the opening riff wasn't even good.
If anything, I would like you to play it again.
The opening riff?
Because it sounds like it's nodding to Jumping Jack Flash.
Let's find out. Here we go.
I did not know it was Satisfaction until it kicked in and we got the the actual riff.
Boy, that sounds like one take. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
Not at all.
But I will say that song, and I don't mean this as an insult because we both know this can sound like an insult in the entertainment world.
Sure.
It sounded like they were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially on the three-part harmony when they all came in for the chorus, that really sounded like a party. Like, it was great. They were having fun and they were excited. And they were singing together as opposed to this, you know, someone came in and laid down some tracks and left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sounded like a real camaraderie, three people singing a song. Now, I will say this, and I don't think it's controversial. In fact, I think a lot of people out there will agree with me. I would have rather heard Dolly Parton cover Devo's version of Satisfaction. And I don't mean that as a joke, because it's an interesting phrasing and the whole way it goes. It would have been fucking interesting.
I think she could get her mouth around try. Or those
baby.
There's dentures falling all over the place. Okay, this next one's this is one of
So overall, what did you think of it?
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I did not like it at all.
Because also it's one of those songs that's in your DNA.
Look, if Dolly's in concert and these two jump up and they sing it with her,
yes,
and you're at this show, you'd love it.
It's a party. It's going crazy.
But just to play it in my car or in my house, no.
Like I said, it's one of those songs that's in our DNA collectively. We all know it. We all know the riff. It's iconic. Yeah. And for them to chili dip the riff there in the beginning, you're just kind of like, dude, setting the table here poorly. Where are the soup spoons? There's no soup spoons. You set a table with no soup spoons? What's wrong with you?
This next one.
Soup spoons. I can't do it.
Small. Well, this next one is one of my favorite 80s ballads.
Oh, boy.
It might be. I think it's a number one song.
Okay.
The guy who wrote it is going to be featured on it.
Okay. Can I guess?
Yes.
Heaven by Bryan Adams?
No.
Oh, damn it. Thought I had it.
If you didn't know this gentleman was a man, you'd think that two grandmas are going to be singing this in a minute.
Oh, boy. He sounds a little rough these days, is what you're saying?
He looks like a granny right now.
By the way, speaking of that, you've seen Travis Tritt lately?
No.
Holy macaroni.
What happened to him?
He looks like a grandma. He's totally crazy. He got the surgery with the face.
Oh,
and
no.
It's all shiny. He looks like a lady. He wears eyeliner. It's craziness.
Is he?
No. He's just trying to look young. Yeah. Right. He hasn't flipped or anything, but no, it's wild when you, because again, he's also a big Trump guy. So like he'll come out and he'll put out a thing and everybody like, all right, ma'am, calm down. Like it's so bad.
Way to go, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Every time he just says anything, that's what they default to.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the singer and songwriter who's going to join her on this. Then you're going to guess the song.
Solo artist or band?
Band.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kevin Cronin.
Oh, I'll keep on loving you. I don't even need to guess a second one. There's no doubt. No doubt.
It's actually Flying Turkey Trot.
How great would that? If she did 157 Riverside Avenue, I would fucking love her forever. Pause it. I don't have high hopes for this.
I don't either.
Because she is going to be too high. She's too high for this song. And also she has to connect with the longing in it. Kinda.
Yeah.
I hope she can. Cause again, even that you should have seen by the look in my eye, like it's real wistful a little, you know, even for a pop giant pop hit ballad. And it is a phenomenal song.
Yeah. Now in the last episode, the first 10 songs we had Open Arms. Which song do you like better?
Open Arms. Open Arms.
Really? Because
it might be my favorite ballad of all time.
I like Keep on Loving You Better.
Open Arms and Faithfully are fucking just twins from a different mom.
No one lays still in the grass and coiled up and hissing.
It's an incredible song. There's no doubt. Keep on Loving You. High Infidelity, the whole album. Because that's an album. That's
the
first.
It's great.
I'm making out with fucking Cindy Pizarzik in the basement. I totally remember every instant. I can still see the light.
I was making out with her mom upstairs.
Oh, good for you. Nicely done. Good score.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing.
missing. Should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead, you lay still in the grass, all coiled up and hissing. Though I know all about those women, still I don't remember. 'Cause it was us.
Okay, wait a minute. That's something's happening there. So he comes in, and then she kind of talks over him. I actually thought like a different file started to play. It sounded like two files were playing at the same time. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay, so I've backed it up a little bit so we can enjoy
fully
it.
Process.
Yes. All right. Okay. Way better than I thought it was going to be. For me, way better than I thought it was going to be. I actually liked how he inserted himself in the song to where there was almost like a back and forth. Even though at first it sounded clunky and like a mistake, then I kind of got into it and I liked what they were doing. And I thought she sounded pretty great on this. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree with you on most of that.
Okay.
My fears were unfounded. The second she started singing, she found exactly the tone it needed.
Mm-hmm.
She also wasn't high up. She sang a lower register, which made it more impact. It gave more heft to what she was singing, and she made the words sing for her.
Yeah.
I don't need Cronin in that song at all.
No. I agree with you. I thought what he did was fine. I enjoyed it. But I would have much rather just heard her by herself.
Well, here's my beef, and I'll say, like, I don't mind it. Okay, I don't need him in there at all. My beef is it doesn't sound anything like Kevin Cronin.
No, because he's
right.
Older now.
So that could have been anybody. It could have been anyone. So to enjoy it on that level, the back and forth is a neat little trick, and I thought they executed it very well. I thought the harmony went really good, but that could have been anybody else besides Kevin Cronin because he no longer sounds like the Kevin Cronin recorded this song. And if anything, he sounds like he's maximum effort in this. Like you can hear him really pushing.
He's really pushing. And
she didn't sound like that. She was gold.
And what's funny is Kevin Cronin does have a little country twang in the way he sings, you know, even in those REO sounds, he has a little bit of that. But it is, you know, it's, how do I want to say this? It's not the, definitive live reggae version of the song that we're used to hearing.
That's not a real thing. I have chills already. I'm furious. No. This is the grossest cultural appropriation. Just the brow, brow, all that bullshit. Wow. Keep on loving you. when they're so fucking bored of playing it, they'll do anything to change it.
Even piss off their audience. Oh, I've never seen REO Speedwagon. This is my favorite song. You should have seen by the look in my eyes. Listen how he sounds there, though.
Just... there was something missing. Pineapple hits him in the head. Where are the guys who shot at Jimmy Cliff when you need them?
All right.
That was really
horseshit.
That's a nightmare. I can't believe that exists.
Awful.
So bottom line, I thought Dolly Parton was killing that song.
She was.
And I didn't need him to show up and not be him.
And he shows up and you're saying she was killing it. He shows up and kills it.
No, he's not even bad. It's just not him.
Just it doesn't need sound. It.
Yeah, it could be any other person singing. It was any other dude, and that little back and forth. That's a real country music thing too. That
yeah.
back and forth, you know, talking. Yeah, to one another. Yeah. And so she's comfortable in that, you know, completely. It's just again, I can't get over how little he sounds like he used to look or sound. I should say.
Okay, this one's going to be interesting.
All right.
It's
I think you've said that 14 times.
I know, but it just as I go down the line, it just gets, you know, crazier and crazier for me.
Right.
She's going to be joined by an icon of the punk new wave scene.
Joe Strummer is back.
It's a woman. And this woman's actually a year older than Dolly.
Debbie Harry.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
What do you think they're going to sing? It's a Blondie song.
Well, all right. I think it's going to be Call Me. But I would so kill for Hanging on the Telephone, but it won't be that. But I'm going to say it's Call Me.
All right. I like this game. Then I just start playing it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Well, it should be this. Do you know how much I loved this song when it came out? And her.
And you
just staring at her.
All right.
Well, 13-year-old me has a lot of things going on right now. There's no doubt. Because I could not stop staring at Debbie Harry when I was a kid.
Yeah, she's...
In addition to Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's one of those fixtures, mm-hmm. icon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any photo of her, any video. The video, there's that in the... Oh, dude.
Her face is just sexy.
It just is. And yeah. And then her body comes along with it and stuff. I mean, she's just... And her voice was unique. It was different. It was something like you did not hear.
Yeah.
And that's pivoting to this. That's amazing to me that Dolly literally is in the same range and nails it at 77.
And Debbie at 78.
Yes. But for Dolly to do that, you know, I can't even do it. The opening lines, it sounded like Blondie. It sounded,
yeah.
You know what I mean? She's right there. There was no, it wasn't rough at all. And that's a true cover. That sounded like that again, because sometimes you can, like I said, it'll sound like karaoke, mm-hmm. whatever. Or you, that was a true cover. That just sounded like her going, "I, you know what? I really like this song, and I'm just going to fucking do it." That was good.
All right.
What'd you think?
I liked it too.
Yeah.
I liked it too. It's straight ahead.
Yeah, that's
they
what
did
I said.
A good job.
True straight cover.
All right, coming up next, this song's written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. So you could guess one of a million songs.
We spent a half an hour guessing.
It's Nikita.
I saw him on that tour. It was rough.
Elton is going to join on this song, probably on piano probably on vocals.
Don't.
I know.
All right.
I know.
And I get to guess?
You get to guess.
All right.
But you're never going to guess it.
I would literally give a month's pay for it to be Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Oh, so good, right?
Yes. But it's going to be Tiny Dancer.
That's a good guess, too. All right, let me turn it up. Let me think, how does the intro to this one go? All right, here we go. Elton and Dolly.
Oh, my God. Seriously, she's going to do this?
What, do you think she'll be able to do it?
I fucking hope so, because you don't start this if you can't do it.
It's happened before tonight.
I can't light. No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. It's too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm glad that Elton only joined on piano.
Oh, yeah.
Are you crying?
Shut up. I'm teared up. Yeah.
That was kind of an emotional rendition.
Man. Dude.
She fucking killed it.
All of her 77 years, all of her life experience landed in that song. And she brought it to it. Oh, my Christ, dude. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
If she would have let us choose the 12 songs, you know, of these 30, this would be a killer 12 or maybe 14 even.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too many songs, but she's not failing.
No, not failing. And that is that again, that song too, you know, it's a ridiculously poignant. It's an amazingly beautiful song, even for when it was recorded, but you're also in the shadow of George Michael when you do that song.
Oh, that's true. I forgot
And his interpretation, yeah. which is as good, if not better than the original to a certain extent. You know what I mean? It's so good. And she met the challenge. She brought everything she has to that song. That was not anything where, hey, I'll just give this a run or I'll record it or let's just throw that on the album. She felt that and made us feel it. And that was incredible. That was incredible.
All right. Now we have to follow that up with an original song written by Parton and Wells. And they've been killing it so far.
Yeah, we're on board with Parton and Wells. I like them. I like their work.
This song is called Tried to Rock and Roll Me.
I was just going to say, please don't have rock in the title, but all right.
Tried to Rock and Roll Me. Now. Tried to Rock and Roll Me. Like, Mike, you tried to rock and roll me.
All right.
Now, she is joined with one of my favorite female vocalists, Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, boy. That's your wheelhouse.
Yeah. And I have not heard this song, but I have heard nothing but great things about this song.
That's the Etheridge scuttlebutt?
That's what I've been hearing. So let's find out if these two voices, will they be talking at the beginning?
No.
Hey, Melissa.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, sir.
All right. Let's find out. Tried to Rock and Roll Me featuring Melissa Etheridge.
We should actually record intros for the songs that don't have intros. Hey, Elton. Hi, Dolly. Hello, Dolly.
I thought those two sounded pretty great together.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they sounded great together, and I think that was a song you could play right now on contemporary radio, country radio.
Yeah, I don't know if that's maybe going to be released as a single,
right?
But it's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the best cover original on the album.
I think so,
without
right?
a doubt. It eclipses I Want You Back.
Yes, it does.
It is now, right now, that is the leader in the clubhouse for the best original song.
Try
because
rock and
because
roll
also Dolly is staying within herself. She's not pushing. There's no gimmicks.
No,
that's just a fucking song.
Yeah,
and it was good.
Yep,
yeah, I liked it too.
And Melissa's on acoustic and electric guitar on that as well, so pretty great.
Nice.
All right, track 20.
Yes, sir.
What's the most classic of all classic rock songs of all time?
Stairway to Heaven.
You guessed it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Stairway to Heaven.
Wow, dude. That's ballsy though to choose that.
Featuring.
He's no way he's there.
He's not.
Okay.
But you think he would be because he sings with Alison Krauss and I think he would be, but he probably just, he's like, I'm not doing Stairway to Heaven.
Right. And also he can't do Stairway to Heaven anymore.
Yeah.
Not the way he wants to do it, I think.
So the person that's featured on this is playing flute, but I don't know if she's also going to sing. But if she does sing, then I'm going to call this song Liz Zeppelin. Zeppelin.
Oh.
I can't even say it. Lizzo. Liz. I thought that would be so great. Liz Zeppelin.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
But I couldn't say it.
Yeah.
I could edit it and make it seem like I said it.
You could.
I'm not going to.
Could you edit out Lizzo from the song entirely? Is there a way we could do that? Because this is just a gimmick. This is dumb.
Yeah.
Her playing the flute is dumb. Because I will say this, Lizzo also can blow the fucking roof off the joint.
Yeah.
So
I hope they do sing together.
Yeah. If Lizzo sings, it's a different story. But if she's just playing flute.
This is featuring Lizzo and Sasha Flute. Is that like a joke?
I don't know who Sasha Flute is.
I don't know either. Is her flute called Sasha?
Was that Thomas Jefferson's pet name for his flute?
I don't know.
He banged a slave named Sally, blew a flute named Sasha. Good for Thomas.
Is she going to say lady at the beginning or change it to man?
Oh, boy. She's going to change it. She's changed a bunch already.
She could sing about a lady, though.
This is rough, though. I'll be honest with you. This is going to be a hard one.
I don't have high hopes. I mean, we've heard Hart do it.
Well, I don't think it's going to be bad. I just think there's a lot of room for shenanigans in here. Yeah. And it gives her a lot of room to be kind of interpret things a little differently than we want her to.
And I'm not sure that these studio musicians are up to the task on some of these songs.
Yeah. Some of them sound pretty straightforward karaoke, like yeah. I said, you know, with that. But also but then the fucking the Satisfaction riff was so bad.
All right. Here we go.
All right. This is a big deal, man. Because this is
8 minutes long. We can't hear a lot of it. But well, I might jump around.
Well, you've got to play the open and then you got to jump to the rock part. If as we wind on down the road, you got to jump into that. That might be Lizzo going crazy.
That would be great.
We'll see.
What's Sasha Flew going to do?
This is a big, again, this is a rough one. I'm
Sasha
scared.
Flute isn't the character that was in Jimmy's pocket in Puffin Stuff, is it?
Oh no, Jimmy.
All right, here we go.
I'm nervous.
I am too. I really
am.
I'm
nervous.
I'm not kidding. I'm nervous.
I had nothing to do with it.
I actually am Sasha Flew.
It's just too generic, the musicianship at times. Mm-hmm. Is that her or Lizzo?
How do we ever doubt her? No, it's her. Fuck that.
Easy. She's a rock star.
Sasha.
There's flute right up top.
I'd listen to her hum this out the whole time.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's when she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With the word, she can get what she came for.
I'm going to jump ahead.
There's a sign.
Let me jump ahead a couple minutes.
Those who stand long, and the forest will echo with laughter.
Does anybody remember laughter? Sasha. Take it, Sasha.
The rock part coming?
Yeah. There's one.
If there's a bus or in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road to
jump ahead. After the solo is when she's really going to start wailing. It's a pretty true rendition of the solo.
Shadows turn to our side.
they done to her voice there, though?
I don't know. They put it through a flange.
There was something there, possibly.
I don't know what at the end. Mike?
It's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and she didn't.
They didn't fuck it up.
Right. That she did. I was worried. Again, I was very worried that she was going to get a little too cute. And she didn't. She did a straight rendition of it. It was great. I had no issue with it. It's not like I would listen to that over the Zeppelin version.
Right.
The one, I will say this, Beef, and if you want to contrast it, you can jump back and start it over or whatever. I don't like the mix on some of these songs because her voice is so prominent as to sound laid over the band as opposed to being within the mix of the band. So it sounds like they're all playing together. It can sound like that's what lending it to a karaoke track in that the band is playing, and all of a sudden her voice is there.
Yeah.
And so I have an issue with that. And especially because you have really great headphones that we're listening in. So maybe that's picking up a nuance that some other headphones won't, but she's very prominent in your ears, almost over the actual band. So it sounds like she's singing over a band track rather than singing
she's
with
definitely
the
band. Out front.
Yes.
In a big way.
But clearly out front. It's a little jarring in some of the songs.
So, this next song, Mike, it's a cover.
What did you think? You just thought.
I thought they didn't fuck it up. So I was pleased that it. You know.
Sure. Yeah, they could have gotten super cute.
That it was as good as it was.
Right.
It's not as good as Heart at the Kennedy Center.
No,
Heart Jason is Bonham on drums. Come on.
That's nonsense. I mean, Robert Plant sobbing,
crying. In them.
Yeah.
All right, that ends part two, tracks 11 through 20. Mike, thank you so much. Please, everyone. Follow us at Rock Solid Show on Twitter and Instagram. Go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show. And don't forget to support the show. Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. We're going to close this episode out with one of the songs we enjoyed, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, featuring Elton John. Thank you, Mike. And everybody, please enjoy some more Dolly.
Took a chance and changed.